old business. Our first item is change of zone number 2012 Rudder Road LLC.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I believe we're awaiting some information from a different part of the county around where we're going to, the language that needs to be in the motion to approve this. I'm going to move that we defer CZ 2012 Rudder Road LLC.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2012 Rudder Road LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2449 Rudder Road LLC.
Same thing here, Mr. Chairman, regarding CU 2449 Rudder Road LLC, I move that we defer.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2449 Rudder Road LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2556, William Melton.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2556 for William Melton for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small offices are appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Two, this location is centrally located in an area that contains a lot of existing and low and medium density residential development. This will be a convenient location. A small business office space will reduce the need for current and future nearby residents to have to travel to Route 26 for services that can be located on this site. Three, the location is served by central water and sewer. Four, the conditional use will not adversely affect area roadways or traffic. Five, the conditional use will also not adversely affect nearby properties or property values. Six, the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, this recommendation is based upon the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a professional office with a total square footage that does not exceed 2,150 square feet. No retail sales or outdoor storage shall occur on the site. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 35 feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be allowed in the front yard setback. E, all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, all security lighting shall be directed downward so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, stormwater management shall be conducted in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. F, failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revocation of the conditional use approval. I, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2556, William Melton, for the reasons with stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
While I do support home businesses, I do not support adding commercial traffic on Old Mill Road, so I am no.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-1. Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 2034, Parqueta Investments, LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2034 for Parqueta Investments, LLC for a change in zone from AR, agricultural residential zoning, to C2, medium commercial zoning, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2, medium commercial zoning, is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is 5.03 acres that has frontage along Route 113 just outside of the Georgetown town limits. It has the Georgetown Speedway property along its rear boundary. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, given the location of this property, it is no longer suitable for agricultural or residential uses under the existing AR1 designation. Four, the site is served both by central sewer and central water. Five, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for the uses permitted in that zone. Six, because this property is bordered by Route 113 and Georgetown Speedway, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Seven, this site is in the developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Map and future land use map. C2 zoning is appropriate in the developing area according to the plan. Eight, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare to the county. Nine, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. 10, any future development or redevelopment of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And 11, for all these reasons, the C2 zoning district is appropriate for this location.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 2034, Parcata Investments LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2035, Parcata Investments LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2035 for Parcata Investments LLC for a change in zone from AR Agricultural Residential District to LI1 Limited Industrial District based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the county's future land use map designation for this property is the developing area designation. The LI1 zoning district is an appropriate zoning designation within the developing area according to the county's future land use map and the comprehensive plan. Two, the property is also located along Route 113 next to the Georgetown Speedway. This location is appropriate for LI1 zoning. Conversely, it is no longer viable to use a property for agricultural or residential purposes under the existing AR1 zoning. Three, the proposed LI1 zoning at this location is consistent with the purposes that zoning district as stated in section 115-92 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Four, there is need for smaller shovel-ready light industrial sites at appropriate locations like this, which is proposed in this application. This small LI1 industrial park serves this need in Sussex County. Five, the rezoning will promote the local economy and will create and preserve jobs in the area for Sussex County residents. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, any future use and development of this property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2035, Parcata Investments LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, according to our agenda, it's time for us to take recess, but seeing as how we've only been underway for about 45 minutes, I think we're just going to forge ahead if that's okay with you. Okay. All right. So we've reached a time for